We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
If you would, open your Bibles with me tonight to Matthew, the 13th chapter. Matthew chapter 13. Now, we're going to continue on the subject that we started in the other sessions about the substance of things. But I want us to inject a verse of Scripture here that'll open our understanding just a little more to the things that we will be saying. And that is verse 19 in Matthew the 13th chapter, verse 19. Jesus says, "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside." Now notice, Jesus says to the disciples in explaining the parable of the sower that the one that receives seed by the wayside was the one that heareth the word of the kingdom, but he understandeth it not. He didn't get a good understanding of it. He heard what was said, all right, but yet it didn't register in his spirit. It didn't get into his heart. He heard the sound of it, but because there was no understanding of it, there was no root there to keep that in him, then Satan comes to steal it, and he'll steal it from you. Now, if you read Mark's account of this in Mark, the 4th chapter, then you might get the idea that Satan can just steal the Word of God anytime he gets ready. Because Mark said that he that heareth the Word, then Satan comes immediately, when the Word is sown in the heart, then Satan comes immediately to take away the Word that was sown in the heart. Well, he may come to take it away, but if you understand it, he can't. So the more understanding that you can have of the Word of God and insight into the truths of the gospel, then the harder it is for Satan to steal from you. See, if you don't have a good understanding of that healing is available to us today, Satan will steal it from you. And he'll convince you that you just have to be sick, that just nothing can be done about it. Well, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Satan will steal anything that you'll allow him to steal from you. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, catches away that which was sown in the heart. Now, if you would turn with me to Romans, the 1st chapter, I want to read the foundation scripture again. Verse 20, Romans chapter 1, verse 20. Where Paul says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things which are made, even the eternal power and the Godhead." Now, we talked about this in the other session. I'm not going to go into it in detail because we've been over it twice today. But let me say this, that what Paul is saying here, that the invisible things that you don't see, the eternal things that are not apparent to the eye, God reveals these things and helps us clearly understand them by things that are made. Now, one of the things that we've mentioned is that Jesus always took natural things and taught spiritual truths, like he said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches." Well, we can catch on to that. See, we can understand that because the branches bear the fruit, and the vine furnishes the substance for that. Now, some other things that I think we need to get into. You can make concrete. You can take sand and gravel and water and certain proportions and then add cement to it and stir it up real good, and you'll have concrete before long. Now, like someone said, a lot of Christians are kind of like concrete. They're thoroughly mixed up and firmly set. You know. But But we don't need to be thoroughly mixed up because the Word of God can enlighten us, you see. Like I had a lady come to my seminar one time and I was teaching on prayer. And she said, "Now, Brother Capps," she said, your teaching just confuses me." And she said, "Now, here's the way I've been taught it all my life." I said, "No, sister, it wasn't my teaching that confused you. You were confused when you came. My teaching just showed it up. I mean, the Word of God, not especially my teaching, but the Word of God, because I've shown her what the Word said, see. And when you put light upon a subject, then you'll see some things you didn't see. It's like someone said, you know, if you gave somebody a flashlight and they went up in their attic, they turned that flashlight on, you know, and they shined it around up there and said, 'My, look what this flashlight did to my attic. Look at all this dust.' No, it was already there. The light just showed it up, you see. But now, the point I started out with here before I got sidetracked is that faith is the substance of things, and there must be substance for there to be a manifestation of the thing. For instance, in Hebrews 11th chapter, verse 1, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Now, you could hope for concrete all you wanted to. And you could even have the sand. You could have the gravel. You could even mix water with it. You can stir it up real good, and you can pour it in a form. But you're not going to have any concrete until you add the cement. That's what brings it all together and causes it to stick. There has to be an element of the substance of the thing. And when you add that other substance, then you're going to have concrete. There's no doubt about it. But you see, any one of those other things, although they're real, all right, and although it would be right in the mixture to make concrete, if you only have them by themselves, you're not going to have any concrete. That sand will scatter all over your yard. That gravel will get mashed into the ground. That water will evaporate. But if you'll add the cement to it and stir it up, you've got something that'll stick. It'll stay with you. And then you have the thing hoped for. Now, faith is the substance of things. Now, sometimes you hear people say, "Well, yeah, I just don't understand it. I said all the right things. And I did this, and I did that, and I did everything you said in your book, what you said in your book. I did what Brother Copeland said to do, and I did what Brother Hagin said to do. Have you tried doing what Jesus said to do?" See, we can have elements of the right thing, but we have to get it together to make it work. See, it's right to confess the Word of God. Certainly it is. It's right to say right things and say positive things, but that alone is not enough. See, that's like having the gravel without the cement, you know. See, sometimes people get turned on to faith and they just, you know, they think, well, the faith is all of it. Well, faith is important, all right, but there's more to it than faith. There's grace, and you enter into grace by faith. And sometimes when people get turned on to faith, they think, well, all their problems are solved. Well, it makes problems easier to solve when you learn about faith. But you see, the Bible says that Cain slew Abel. You know why he did? Because of his faith. Abel's faith got him killed. Y'all still there? Did you go home? The Bible says the reason God had respect to Abel's sacrifice was because it was done in faith. By faith he offered a more excellent sacrifice. So he did it right, didn't he? Sometimes faith will work so good it'll get you in trouble. I know an individual one time that he got turned on to faith, and he got on this thing of confessing the Word of God and confessing what he wanted and praying for what he desired. And certainly the Bible says that. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them. You shall have them. Well, he got excited about it and he started confessing this. He just going into business and he started confessing this $100,000 home. Didn't see any way in the world it could happen. But he prayed for it. He confessed the word of God over it, and he believed for it, and he got it. Well, the next thing you know, he is confessing an airplane. He didn't see much way of doing it, but he got it. The next thing you know, he decided to want a twin-engine airplane. He started believing and confessing that, and he got it. But you know when the bills started coming due? You got to pay for the annual. You got to pay for the fuel, and you got to pay for the upkeep. And he had missed an important element. That was wisdom. He had believed in more than he had faith to believe to meet the need. You know, I mean, he had greater faith for the thing than he did for to believe in the money to supply. To keep up the things that he'd believe for. Then he turned thumbs down on the faith message, said, "This stuff doesn't work." Yeah, it worked. It works so good it got him in trouble. So what are we saying? We're saying that faith is the substance of things. I think Jesus put it in the right perspective when he said in the 15th chapter of John, verse 7, he said, "If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be done."
God bless you. I appreciate so much you allowing us to minister the Word of God to you today as we've talked about the substance of things. Our offer this week is offer number 7240. That's 7240. It's called The Substance of Things. Two audio cassettes and an album for $12 plus $4 postage and handling. A total of $16. In this two-tape audio album, we talk about the fact that faith, the Bible says, is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, notice it is giving substance to things hoped for. What is it you hope for? I don't know about you, but I hope for what God has given me. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, "God hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness." How? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby, or by this means, through the exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Didn't say you would be. Said you might be. If you act on the Word of God, if you act on what you know. If you continue in the Word, Jesus said, "You shall be my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Really, you have to act on the truth before you're really set free in this matter. So, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now, this two-tape series will give you insight into how that things that are made reveal the things of God, reveal the principles of God. A Polaroid camera, it works by the polarization of light. David said, "The entrance of the Word giveth light." When the Word of God is received into your spirit, it imprints that image on the inside of you, and the Spirit of God will lead you to be in the right place at the right time to see that it comes to pass. Offer number 7240 for a total of $16. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Faith is the substance of things. I think Jesus put it in the right perspective when he said in the 15th chapter of John, verse 7. Well, now you see, he said, ask what you will. Somebody said, well, isn't the will of God involved in that? Well, certainly it is, because he said, if my words abide in you. See, if God's word abides in you, then the will of God should be there. See, God's word is his will. But yet, you see, here's a man that got out there and used his faith to the limit, but he didn't use wisdom in the things, because I suppose he never sat down to think what it's going to cost to keep all these things going. Where he should have used his faith is bringing in the money, what was needed to be able to afford these things. It's not just being able to possess something, it's being able to have the whole thing together where you got something that'll stick. You understand what I'm saying? So there needs to be wisdom in it. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge, you see. So if you just get a part of something, you may only have the sand. You may end up with gravel in your mouth, you know, instead of the real thing, you see. So it's important that we understand faith is the substance of things. But now let's get to this part that Paul said, the invisible things are clearly understood by things that are made. Things that are made will help you clearly understand. Have you noticed that in a newspaper, now the Lord called this to my attention a month or two ago, that in a newspaper, a photograph in a newspaper, when they put it in there, it's made up of dots. There's just so many dots in that photograph. And the same way in printing, I understand, they just use a series of dots. And they color them different and so on, and then it makes up a picture. And most of the children that's ever been to children's church, you know, they have a little deal there, and it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and if you'll draw those lines to those numbers, you'll end up with a picture. But now, if you don't keep it in the right sequence, you may not have nothing but a bunch of zigzag lines. The substance of that photograph is a series of dots. That's what it's made of. That's what it's made out of. Now, they're prearranged to make it come out a photograph. You can tell something about it. Not just, you know, you just take a lot of dots and put them here and they're all the same color. Well, you know, you just got a blob of dots. Now, Paul said the things, the invisible things, from the beginning of creation are clearly understood by things that are made. In other words, God was smart enough that everything that is made reveals the invisible things of God. And if you just dig into it, you'll find out that it's true. God clearly reveals the invisible things. Faith is the substance of things. Faith is the dots. It depends on how they're arranged what it comes out to be. Faith is the substance of things. If somebody said, I have a picture of things. Well, what things do you have a picture of? Whatever you expose the camera to. See, when you expose that camera to a certain lighted area, it fixes an image on that film. Actually, what it does, I got this by the Spirit of God and had to go read a dictionary to find out just how to explain it. It polarizes. A Polaroid camera, the reason they call it a Polaroid camera is because it uses light to polarize the film. And, of course, I suppose any cameras use that way, but they call that a Polaroid camera. And what it does, it charges that film, the light, polarizes that film to where the lines and the things that it was exposed to, the light reflects it in there and it charges it. And it comes out as it is developed in a few minutes with that chemical on there. It will come out exactly, just exactly what you exposed it to. Have you noticed you never have to proofread a photo? I mean, if you expose it, get one of these cameras, you know, that you can set and go around and stand in front of it and grin, and it's time, you know, it's time to where it will go off when you get there. You may wish you could proofread it sometimes, but that is exactly what you look like. It may not be what you thought you looked like, but that is what you look like. Why? Because that polarization of light does not lie. It just doesn't lie. I mean, that's it exactly. Now, what am I getting at? I'm getting at the fact that the dots in a photograph is similar to faith. Faith is the substance of things. You go to the Word of God and you find a promise. Give and it shall be given unto you. That's a promise of God. Now, in that promise is sufficient faith to cause the manifestation of it exactly the way it said it. The law of Genesis says everything produces after its kind. Everything. Not some things. Everything produces after its kind. Now, if you act on the Word of God, if you confess the Word of God. Now, I know for years I gave and confessed. Well, you know, I gave, but I don't expect God to give me anything. I was ignorant of the fact that there is a law of giving and receiving. And therefore, I didn't expect anything. And it probably came, but I missed it. See, you ought to move your faith out there. If the Word says it, confess it until it gets inside you. In the area of healing, 1 Peter 2:24. By His stripes you were healed. Now that's what the Word says about it. Who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, God's Word is filled with faith. That's the promise of God. Actually, that's a fact of God. Now, that Word has sufficient faith in it. It is filled with dots. See, now we're going to call faith dots to give you an image of what we're talking about. That verse has sufficient dots in it to cause the manifestation, or sufficient substance in it to cause the manifestation in your physical body. And any promise in the Bible, whether it's physical, financial, spiritual, or whatever, there is sufficient dots or substance in it to cause the manifestation of that promise in your life or in the life of anyone that will believe it. There's sufficiency there to do it. Now, that Word of God has the dots pre-programmed. Now, on the television, if you haven't noticed, you ought to look at it. The television set has a series of lines across it. I think there's something like 2,000 lines and 750 lines, or maybe somebody said. And each line is made up of about 750 dots. That's how those lines are made. They're made up of a series of dots. So that whole TV screen is a series of dots. Now, the reason that you can see different things on that television is because they pre-programmed the way those dots come in there, and each dot is colored different, you know, with color television, they are colored. And they can take the same camera that can give you an image on your screen of waves on the ocean. They can take that same camera and put an image on there of a plane crash. They didn't change the dots on the television. I mean, you got the same number of dots on the television, but the same number of dots makes up that totally different picture. Totally different. So the camera pre-programs and sends that out to where when it comes into your TV set, it has to come out like it was pre-programmed. It can't be changed after it gets to your set. I mean, unless something wrong with your set. What am I saying? God's Word is pre-programmed. The dots are pre-programmed. You don't have to proofread the dots when they come from the Word of God. You can rest assured they'll come out just exactly like it says if you do what it said to do. You don't have to proofread it. Those dots will line up and be exactly what God said that you would have. Eventually, Now, you understand that when we're talking about the Word of God and acting on the Word of God, these things don't happen overnight. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance of things. Now, God's Word has plenty of substance in it. But you know what's happened a lot of times? We thought we had a better idea. And we rearranged the dots. See, now that's what the lady, she thought she had a better idea than God did. She said, but now here's the way I believe it. I said, I know that's the way you believe it, you see, but here's what the Word of God says. Well, I know that, but here's the way, she wanted to rearrange the dots. Don't mess with the dots. God knows what He's doing.
God bless you. We do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, all this week we've been talking about the substance of things. Our offer this week is offer number 7240. It's called The Substance of Things. Two audio cassettes and an album for $12 plus $4 postage and handling. Now, in this tape series, we talk about the principles of the Word of God and how that you can understand them. Now, you realize that Paul said in Romans, the first chapter, the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made. Well, God made the earth, didn't He? He created the heavens and the earth. Well, how does it work? You sow a seed in the soil, and it produces a harvest. That's the way it works. And everything that's made reveals the invisible things of God. And when you learn that you sow the seed, you reap a harvest. The DNA of God is in that seed. It will produce after its kind. It always produces after its kind. So when you understand that, then you can see how simple it is to just do what the Word of God says, and it'll come to pass. You know, the polarization of light is the way a Polaroid camera works. And the entrance of God's Word brings light to you. It imprints on the human spirit the image of what God wants you to have. Now, what God has promised you in the Word is what He wants you to have. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, all the promises of God are yes and amen. In other words, God's already said yes to it. We should be saying amen, amen, so be it. It's mine. I lay hold on it by faith. But you see, faith gives substance to the things that God has given us. It's not enough to know that the Scripture says God gave it to us. We have to lay hold on it by faith, by doing what the Word says. And confessing the Word of God produces the faith for the things that God has given us. This two-tape series will help you. That's offer number 7240, two audio cassettes and an album for a total of $16. The toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and you can walk in victory.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now you see, if God says it, then we ought to just get in line with it. Now you want to know how to polarize your spirit with the Lord said this to me several years ago. He said, the human spirit is like the film in a camera. It's like the film in a camera. Whatever you expose it to is the image that will be imprinted in there. Now, I think you can understand that if you take a camera and you turn it down toward this carpet and you expose the film to the carpet and you you know, if it's a Polaroid, you pull it out and you say, well, I was going to get a picture of all these beautiful people. And all I got is a carpet. Wonder what's wrong with my camera. Nothing wrong with your camera. You just exposed it to the wrong thing. See, you polarized it. Light polarized that film. Put a charge on that film where every dot and every streak in that carpet showed up on that film in exactly the place it was. Now, when you go to confessing the Word of God, you're polarizing the human spirit with the light from God's Word. It will indelibly polarize your spirit. And if you will continue to do that, see, faith cometh by hearing the Word of God. If you continue to confess God's Word, say what God says. It's not just a mechanical exercise, folks. You are exposing your life to the light of God's Word.
Hallelujah.
See, it's not going to happen just because you say it. But if you say it until you believe it, you get polarized with it, see.
Amen.
Now, you know, the psychologist will tell you, if a guy tells a lie long enough, he'll go to believe it. Then he tells it for the truth. And you know, you can put him on a lie detector test, and it shows he's telling the truth, because he really believes it. Well, what if you were to tell the truth long enough? If you exposed your spirit to the truth of God's Word. I mean, your body's hurting and you're in pain, but the Word says, by His stripes you were healed, you're redeemed from the curse of the law, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You continue to say what God said. Now, don't read something into this I didn't say. I didn't tell you to go throw your medicine away. I'll tell you what I found out. You know, if you're taking medicine, you take it in the name of Jesus, it'll work twice as good. I had a fellow say to me one time, so, I wouldn't ask you to pray for me. I said, why not? Well, he said, because I'm taking medicine. Well, I said, what's the medicine supposed to do? Well, he said, the doctor said it helped me. I said, well, the Bible says prayer will help you. If we do both of them, look like you get well twice as fast. So the Word of God will polarize the human spirit to where what God has said, see, you're taking the pre-programmed Word of God and you're allowing the light of God's Word to polarize the film of your spirit. The Bible calls it the heart. It'll get in your heart that way. Now, it becomes polarized that way. Now, just hold that right in your thinking now. Let me show you something else. See, Paul said, the things that are made will cause you to be able to clearly understand the invisible things. And I'll tell you, everything they make just proves that God's Word's right. Have you ever noticed a copy machine? You take that copy machine and you put a sheet of paper on it, and you run it through there, and that big old light comes on, and you better have that lid down. If you don't, you'll be like Paul. They'll be leading you away, you know, blinded by a great light. And what it does, that light polarizes that paper, puts electrical charge on that paper in the exact spots where that was reflected. It charges that paper with a electrical charge. Now that's what God's Word is doing to your human spirit. It charges your spirit with the Holy Ghost, I guess, with the power charge of the Holy Spirit. See? Now that paper, when you pull that paper out of that copy machine, you don't have to proofread it to find out if it says what the copy said. I mean, you don't have to read the copy to see if it says the same thing that the original said. Now, why don't you? How in the world can we have enough faith in that copy machine to think that it will print the same thing on that sheet of paper that was on the original? Now, how can we have that much faith in that copy machine and then go to the Word of God and say, well, I wonder if this really works. I'm going to have to prove it. I'm going to have to see it first. See, we want to proofread God. It's because our spirits are not polarized with the Word of God. And we tend to believe more in what circumstances says than what the Word of God says. Faith is the substance of things. And brother, when you go to rearranging the dots, you're going to get in a heap of trouble with the Word of God. I mean, tell you. Now, for instance, that copy machine, it has a carbon thing in there. Some of them use a cartridge that's full of carbon. It just looks like ground up pencil lead. Now, that's the substance of what that thing's going to do. Because you put a white sheet of paper in there, and you run it through there, and when that light goes over it, it polarizes that, and it causes a polarity on that paper. Which means that there's this pencil lead or this carbon has one charge in it. Let's say it has a negative charge, and the other has a positive charge. And then when it passes over that, it draws from that, and it sticks to the paper. But it'll only stick where it's polarized, where the charge is. Now, I want you to get this. All of the other will stay clean, even though the carbon was exposed or the paper, the sheet of paper was exposed to the whole thing. The carbon was exposed to the whole sheet of paper, but they'll come out little black letters on it exactly where it was on the original. Now, why is that? Why don't we have to proofread it? Because it's designed to make it come out that way every time. When you charge that piece of paper with a polarity, with one charge and that carbon with the other, when you get the two together, it is going to make an original, one just exactly like the original every time. You won't have one that'll come out and it'll say the opposite of what the original said. Boy, I wish this copy machine would get its brain together. No, it'll work the same way every time. It'll work the same way every time. God's Word is pre-programmed. See, what that copy machine does, it pre-programs and charges that paper to where nothing will stick except where it has been polarized, where the polarity has called a charge on it. Now, get this. Here's the good news. You get your spirit charged with the Word of God and what God's Word says. Then you walk out here and you face all the problems of life and everything looked like all hell broke loose. Nothing's working, dear God. All of this trash coming and going and all this stuff. But you want to know something? It won't stick if your spirit is polarized with the Word of God. I mean, you walk through the whole thing and you'll come out blessed. Amen. It looked like every curse that could happen tried to get on you, but it wouldn't stick. Woo, glory to God. It just won't stick. Because faith is the substance of what you receive. And because you've been polarized and you've got your polarity right with the Word of God, you're saying the same thing God says. Now see, some Christians are like putting a sheet of paper in a copy machine and goofing it all up, you know. Well, I know the copy said this, I mean the original said this, but I know this has happened. You're going to messing with the original now. Well, I know the Bible said that, but here's what I believe. You better keep the Bible on as the original. Don't mess with the substance. Don't mess with the dots. Don't rearrange the dots. It's pre-programmed. God's Word is pre-programmed to turn out the way God said it would. Now, if it doesn't, it didn't change the Word of God, but we fouled it up somewhere. Are you listening to me? See, God's Word will always turn out the way God said it would. But what we do with the Word of God, or what we don't do with it sometimes, may cause a production failure.
God bless you. I appreciate so much you allowing us to minister the Word of God to you today as we've talked about the substance of things. Our offer this week is offer number 7240. That's 7240. It's called The Substance of Things. Two audio cassettes and an album for $12 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $16. In this two-tape audio album, we talk about the fact that faith, the Bible says, is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, notice it is giving substance to things hoped for. What is it you hope for? I don't know about you, but I hope for what God has given me. 2 Peter chapter 1 says, God hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the knowledge of Him that has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby, or by this means, through the exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Didn't say you would be. Said you might be. If you act on the Word of God, if you act on what you know. If you continue in the Word, Jesus said, you shall be my disciples indeed, and then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Really, you have to act on the truth before you're really set free in this matter. So, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Now, this two-tape series will give you insight into how that things that are made reveal the things of God. Reveal the principles of God. A Polaroid camera, it works by the polarization of light. David said, the entrance of the Word giveth light. When the Word of God is received into your spirit, it imprints that image on the inside of you, and the Spirit of God will lead you to be in the right place at the right time to see that it comes to pass. Offer number 7240 for a total of $16. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Faith is a substance of things. Now, in Leviticus, the 19th chapter, and I'm not going to turn to it, 19th chapter and verse 9, God said to the children of Israel, He said, don't sow any mingled seed. Now, that's what a lot of Christians are doing. You see, the Bible says that if Jesus, in fact, said in Luke, the 17th chapter, verse 5 and 6, He said to the disciples, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say unto this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the root, be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Notice, He said, the tree, it would obey you. Didn't say it obey God. It would obey you. The King James says it should. The Greek says it a little different than that. One translation says it, that it would obey you. Now, that word, He said, if you had faith as a seed, you would say, you would speak. So if you're saying different from what God says in His Word about your situation, then you see you're sowing the wrong seed. You're sowing mingled seed. If you're praying one thing and saying another, you're sowing mingled seed. You see, you don't have the right seed. You're sowing mingled seed. Now, when you talk about mingled seed, I had a fellow one time to tell me, and I suppose he's right, I don't know, but he said, what a hybrid is a mingled seed. And he said, you know, God said don't sow mingled seed. But man had a better idea. And sometimes Christians, I think they have a better idea. Well, I know God said this, but here's the way I believe it. Yeah, you're sowing mingled seed. You're kind of mingling your idea with what God said. And you're messing with the dots. It's pre-programmed. Don't go messing with them. Leave them alone. They'll turn out right. Eventually, they'll turn out right. You just continue with it. Well, Jesus said, if you had faith as a seed, you would say. Now, he's telling you two great faith secrets there, that faith works like a seed, and the way you plant it is to say it. That's the way you polarize the human spirit, or cause the polarity or the charge in the human spirit of the heart, is by saying the word of God. Now, see, Paul said it this way, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. When you hear the word of God, faith cometh. The substance of things, faith is the substance of things. Now you take, for instance, a bird dog. You don't have to teach a bird dog all about birds. Now you do have to train them some and kind of keep them from being so wild. But you can take a bird dog pup that has good blood in him. You take him out, let him get about 2-3 months old. Take him out, and he'll just run and just, you know, boy, just have a time. I mean, they're just wild as a buck. But you let him run into a covey of birds, and he instantly knows what he was made for. Brother, I mean, something happened. He has been pre-programmed. He may not have any idea what he's doing on this earth until he smells that bird. And, boy, I mean, he's pre-programmed. And you know a seed is pre-programmed? If you want corn, get you a grain of corn and plant it. It is pre-programmed to raise more corn. It will never raise tomatoes. You will never plant tomatoes and it come out radishes because the seed is pre-programmed. The dots in it are pre-programmed. That seed is the substance of what you're going to get. Now, you plant that seed and say, oh, I meant to plant okra. Well, the ground knows what I meant. You wait and see if it does. No, the seed determines the harvest, not the soil. That seed is pre-programmed. It is the substance of things. And the seed is in itself. In other words, the ability to cause the manifestation of what it is you desire is in that seed. It's in it. All of the pre-programmed knowledge and understanding of how to produce a watermelon is in the watermelon seed. And you don't have to fast and pray that it'll taste good and that it'll know how to put that green rind around it and it'll know how to make that juicy red center. If you've just got enough smarts to plant the seed and have faith in the seed. Now, you may not understand how it does all that, but it doesn't keep you from enjoying it, does it? Faith is the substance of things. The seed is pre-programmed. God's Word is the seed. It is pre-programmed. It will always turn out that way if it's done right. See, you have to understand that God is just a good bit smarter than we are in this thing. And he said, don't plant mingled seed. So if the parable of the sower says the sower soweth the word, then that kind of gives me indication that he's talking about words, isn't he? And you see, God's Word says one thing, and we say another thing. We've sown mingled seed. You sow mingled seed in your garden, and you're going to have a mingled harvest. Well, I know, but you know, I did this, and here's what happened. Did it change the Word? No, but you changed what you were saying. So you're sowing mingled seed. You're wanting to proofread the copy. Y'all still there? No, the bird dog pup. He knows what he was made for when he smells a bird. Brother, I mean, now, reminded me of the guy that said he barred this guy's bird dog. He said, man, he's a champion bird dog. He said, now, I'm going to let you use him, but I wouldn't let just anybody, but since you're such a good friend, I'll let you use him. But this guy didn't know nothing about birds or bird dog. He brought him back, and he said, Did he do good? Well, no, said he really didn't do a whole lot the first half hour. He said he'd just run out there to a clump of grass or to a brush top or something and just get stiff as a board and said he just wouldn't move. Said, boy, about 3 swift kicks in the rear and I stopped him from doing that. I got him where he'd humped. Well, you see, he didn't know what a bird dog was supposed to do. Now, God's Word's pre-programmed. The seed is pre-programmed. God's Word is the seed. And the seed will always turn out the way it says. Turn with me over there to Matthew's Gospel, the 9th chapter. Let's read verse 27 and 28. And when Jesus departed thence, 2 blind men followed him, crying, saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came unto him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you. Now notice, Jesus said, Do you believe I'm able to do this? In other words, do you believe in the anointing? You see, the Bible says God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. But now here, these 2 blind men, Jesus asked them, Do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they said, Yes. Then he touched their eyes and said, According to your faith be it unto you. Now there's 2 or 3 places in the Scripture where Jesus makes this sort of a statement. As thou hast believed, so shall it be. As thou hast believed. That's what he said in the 8th chapter of Matthew to the centurion that came to him and said, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. I will come and heal him. But the man said, you don't have to come to my house. He said, I'm a man under authority, and I know how authority works. I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another come, and he cometh, do this, and he doeth it. He said, speak the word only, and my servant will be, will be healed. Well, Jesus just stopped and preached him a sermon. He said, that's the greatest faith I've ever found in all of Israel. Now, Jesus was talking about a centurion that actually the man didn't even come under the covenant of God at that point. He was a Gentile. And the gospel was to the Jew first, then to the Gentile.
God bless you. We do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, all this week we've been talking about the substance of things. Our offer this week is offer number 7240. It's called The Substance of Things. 2 audio cassettes and an album for $12 plus $4 postage and handling. Now, in this tape series, we talk about the principles of the Word of God and how that you can understand them. Now, you realize that Paul said in Romans, the first chapter, the invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made. Well, God made the earth, didn't he? He created the heavens and the earth. Well, how does it work? You sow a seed in the soil, and it produces a harvest. That's the way it works. And everything that's made reveals the invisible things of God. And when you learn that you sow the seed, you reap a harvest. The DNA of God is in that seed. It will produce after its kind. It always produces after its kind. So when you understand that, then you can see how simple it is to just do what the Word of God says, and it'll come to pass. You know, the polarization of light is the way a Polaroid camera works. And the entrance of God's Word brings light to you. It imprints on the human spirit the image of what God wants you to have. Now, what God has promised you in the Word is what He wants you to have. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, all the promises of God are yes and amen. In other words, God's already said yes to it. We should be saying amen, amen, so be it. It's mine. I lay hold on it by faith. But you see, faith gives substance to the things that God has given us. It's not enough to know that the Scripture says God gave it to us. We have to lay hold on it by faith, by doing what the Word says. And confessing the Word of God produces the faith for the things that God has given us. This two-tape series will help you. That's offer number 7240, two audio cassettes and an album for a total of $16. The toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and you can walk in victory.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area. Glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
And here's a man that Jesus said had greater faith than all of the covenant people. And I asked the Lord about that. I said, why did he? And he said, in verse 9, he told you why he did, because he understood authority. He said, I'm a man under authority and have soldiers under me. In other words, he said, Jesus, I know you have authority over sickness and disease. If you speak the word, my servant will be healed. In other words, he said, I'll be polarized to that. If you speak the word. See, he didn't know whether he'd speak the word or not. But he said, if you do, my servant will be healed. You speak the word and my servant will be healed. And so Jesus said, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. As you have believed, see. See, the man had already polarized his spirit. That if Jesus says it, it's so. He didn't have to proofread it. He didn't go home and see if he got healed. He said, you speak the word and my servant will be healed. And before he got home, they sent a guy to tell him that his servant was healed. Go over to Mark's Gospel. Yeah, let's start verse 39. He preached in their synagogues throughout all of Galilee and cast out devils. And there came a leper to him, beseeching him. Did I not give you the chapter? Mark chapter 1. Sorry about that. Mark chapter 1, verse 40. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now notice that this leper came to Jesus and said, Lord, I know you can, I just don't know whether you will or not. You see, he knew that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. He said, I know you can, I just don't know whether you will or not. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, now I want to bring your attention to verse 42. Mark records this. He's the only one that records this part of it. He said, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Now, let's go over this again. Jesus was moved with compassion. The man says that I know you can, I just don't know whether you will or not. You know, you can't believe any further than you have knowledge. See, if you don't know what God's will is, then you can't pray the prayer of faith. Faith is a substance of it. Faith is a substance of it. It's the dots that'll cause the whole picture to come into being. But if you don't have the knowledge of the will, his will, this man didn't know whether he would or not. His spirit had not been polarized. He didn't have it together. He just knew that Jesus could. Well, there's people today that could make me a millionaire if they wanted to. But will they? See, I don't get too excited about it just knowing they could. But boy, if I knew they would, I'd get excited, wouldn't you? Now, so Jesus was moved with compassion. He put forth his hand and he touched him. Now, I want you to notice something. When Jesus laid his hand on this old boy, no power flowed, nothing happened. Until he answered his question. You see, Mark's the one that records this. As soon as he had spoken, Jesus said, I will, be thou clean. Now what happened? It took the word of God to polarize his spirit. He had to be charged with the will of God to receive. See, he had to be polarized with the light. See, a copy machine polarizes that paper, puts a polarity on that paper with light. The entrance of the word bringeth light. See, the centurion said, speak the word all in, my servant will be healed. He had already made the decision. He had already believed. He already knew what would happen if Jesus spoke the word, but you see, he didn't know whether he would or not. And Jesus said, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. In other words, what you've believed is the substance of the thing. Now, here's a man that said, I don't know what, I know you can, but don't know whether you will. See, that's a logical doubt. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that kind of doubt. When you just don't know, you would have doubt, wouldn't you? See, this man didn't have any, according to the Scripture, I can't find in the Scripture where any leper had been healed to this point. So he had nothing to go by. He didn't know whether Jesus would heal lepers or not. I'm sure that he didn't know whether Jesus would lay a hand on a leper or not. See, they're supposed to stay 100 yards away from, 300 feet away from the crowd. And here Jesus walks up to the man. And Jesus says, I will, but first he lays his hand on him. Now here's the thing I want you to see, how that unless you get your spirit polarized or your heart charged with the light of the Word of God, if Jesus himself laid his hands on you, you wouldn't get healed. This guy didn't get healed when Jesus laid his hands on him. Yet Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and healing power. But as soon as Jesus spoke, then the leper was cleansed. See, he had the Word for it then. He knew what the will of God was. But as long as he was struggling with, is it your will, even when Jesus laid his hands on him, he didn't get healed. But as soon as Jesus removed the doubt, you see, how did he remove the doubt? By the truth. The truth removed the doubt. And what it did, his spirit, the light of that truth, charged his spirit. And, you know, the Bible says, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him and he was cleansed. Isn't that good news? So there again, you see, why faith is the substance of things. Even though this man is in the presence of Jesus himself, the healer himself, and Jesus laid hands on him, he didn't get healed until he knew what the will of God was, or what Jesus' will was. When Jesus said, I will, and I'll tell you, there's multitudes of Christians, multitudes of them, still struggling with the question, is it God's will for me to be healed? Is it God's will for me to be healed? Settle it once and for all that God wants you well. You must settle that. It has to be settled. You have to receive that into your spirit. Now, we see again in Mark, the 6th chapter, where Jesus went into his own hometown. And there, the Bible says that he could there do no mighty works. See, they said, why, this is the carpenter. They could have got their barn repaired, but they couldn't get healed. They said, he's the carpenter. They got offended at him. Why, he couldn't be anointed. I saw him building a barn the other day. And the Bible says he could there do no mighty works because of their unbelief. Because of their unbelief. Except he laid his hands on a few sick folks and healed them. Now, the Greek says sickly folks. In other words, wasn't much wrong with them. Wasn't any mighty miracles there. See, he could there do no mighty works. There were a few people with minor ailments healed. Now, he got them healed by the laying on of hands. He laid his hands on them. Now from that, I take it that the Lord would, in his ministry, as you study his ministry, I think you'll find that you probably get more people healed by the laying on of hands, especially if faith is low, than any other method. Because when faith was low, that's what Jesus did. He laid hands on, then he went about the village teaching, you see. Teaching. Faith cometh by hearing. So what he was trying to do is get some faith into them. So faith is the substance of things. Whether it's healing, whether it's finances, whether it's a healing for a marriage or whatever, faith in the Word of God, you see. God's Word contains the answer. It is pre-programmed with the answer. Whatever it is. And if you don't rearrange the dots, if you get your spirit polarized with the Word of God, and see, the way you do that is speaking in line with the Word of God, saying what God said about it. See, sometimes I can look at some situation in life and I say, well, I gave, but it sure doesn't look like it's been given unto me, you know. Because, you know, you decide to do something more than what you've been doing, and the washing machine breaks down and the car won't start and you have to buy a new battery, you know. And we're tempted to say something different from what God said. But you see, we're sowing mingled seed if we do. Faith is the substance of things. Now we find that Jesus, in his ministry, he always ministered to people. And they always received healing where there was faith found. So faith had to have something to do with it. I think it's eighteen cases where there was a miracle of healing manifest in Jesus' ministry. He said, thy faith has made thee whole. Thy faith has made thee whole. Faith is the substance of it. Hallelujah. Can you see that? Praise God.
God bless you. I trust you've been with us all this week. We've been talking about the substance of things. You know, in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it said faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. But when you get over into the first chapter, back up to the first chapter, it says that Jesus, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power. In other words, Jesus is the exact expression of God's substance. That's the same Hebrew word translated person here in Hebrews 1:3 as translated in Hebrews 11:1, substance. So Jesus was the exact expression of God's substance, and God's Word produces the substance for the things. It gives substance to the things that God has given us. And that's where faith comes from. Faith is from the Word of God. God's Word is filled with faith. The Word of God abides in you. Faith is there. Offer number 7240, The Substance of Things, two audio cassettes and an album, for $12 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $16. In this series, it will give you insight into how to apply the principles of God in your life. Now, you know a television screen is made up of a series of dots. Now, you can have all kinds of different pictures on that screen. Those dots, it makes a difference how you rearrange the dots on the screen. And so many people, they say, well, yeah, I know the Bible said that, but now here's what happened to me. And they rearrange the dots, and they produce a different image, and it brings calamity in their lives so many times because they cast out the Word and don't say what God said about it. If you keep God's Word in your mouth, it'll get that Word on the inside of you, and the entrance of the Word bringing light, and you'll live out the reality of it. This set of tapes is entitled Substance of Things, offer number 7240, for a total of $16. We have a toll-free order line. By the way, it's a 24-hour toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until Monday, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered on today's program, send your check or money order to Charles Capps Ministries. Or to place your order on Visa or MasterCard, call 1-877-396-9400. For more information about Charles Capps Ministries or for a schedule of meetings, write to Charles Capps Ministries, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. This broadcast has been sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our partners in this area.